You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
The JSE Securities Exchange has closed its doors for another day, so it's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital in Johannesburg. And this podcast is proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za. You were sending me tweets this afternoon, Greg, something to do with the Reserve Bank, etc. I have to admit, because of other commitments, I didn't read them. But what did they say?
Yeah, quite interesting. The wording was the governor looked at the SOB's model and he sees room for a rate cut. As I said on my Twitter, that model has spoken.
So the model is that we've got unemployment of 28% and we've got a minus 3.2% GDP. That's quite a sophisticated model. I'd never have thought of that.
Yeah. Look, they probably will cut. So they'll probably maybe a little bit late, but it's better never than late.
Better late than never, you mean?
1489, the Rand is printing at the moment. It got into 1499, mid-90s at one point as that news flashed across the various screens here.
Mm-hmm.
But, normally you would say, let me buy some retailers. But we'll go through the indices later, but it didn't really make a big difference to the market on that front.
Yeah, I say indexes, you say indices. That's absolutely fine. Let's have a look at the SENS announcements. I think we both agree on SENS announcements. Anything came out this afternoon? We spoke last at around about 9:35 this morning. Has anything come out since then?
I'm just scrolling through. Nothing really big. I can't see anything here.
That company Visual International Holdings Limited, which was the second most visited stock on sharenet.co.za this morning, came out with something at 4:45 called Results of General Meeting. But you still don't know what it is, do you?
No interest. And it didn't trade today, despite the general meeting there. 3 cents to 4 cents is the double, and we await a trade.
Labatt Africa Limited came out with its results for the 6 months ended 28th of February. Why they are 6 weeks late with these results, I've absolutely no idea. But anyway, Labatt.
Yes, it's actually one which once I actually made a terrific amount of money shorting it about 150 Rand.
Hey.
Probably covered too soon because it's last traded at 39 cents. Buyers are 29, sellers are 35. Just seems to have one of those almost troubled children of the JSE, really, always late and failed to do deals which they promised to do and so on.
Yes, in fact, Labatt Africa Limited came out with a trading statement at 15:43 and then at 16:30 came out with its results. Yeah, you always got to be a little bit suspicious.
Well, the thing is, the rules say that as soon as you become aware, so if they only became aware, 4:15. Before the results came out, it was for someone needs to speak to it. Some heads together.
Indeed. Bricor came out with a trading update. Bricor trading update, Greg. Anything on that one? Unchanged on the day as far as my screen is concerned.
I think it's suspended because there's no trades at all.
Oh.
So I suppose under the rules, if it's still listed, then they'll have to put up trading updates, but there's... Yeah, it's not. There's no trade history at all.
TrustCo.
Yeah, that's one that's got its detractors. I was looking at some tweets from Sid Vianello, and he was saying, they're saying cash flow, free cash flow, but they've got no money for dividends. And he was saying, it looks a little bit like they're misleading the investing public a little bit. The share price down 17 cents, down 1.9% to R8.73. So it's quite a complex company to understand.
Well, here it is. The nature of the business is as follows. TrustCo is a diversified, dual-listed, majority family-owned business with the culture, it says here, of creating long-term sustainable growth for all stakeholders, in other words, the family. Decisions are biased towards long-term value creation and short-term hurdles are viewed as catalysts to drive success. Goodness me, their PR companies really, really pulled out all the stops here. TrustCo operates from three business segments being, number one, insurance and its investments, resources, and number three, banking and finance.
I'm just reading through, I'm just scanning, it's 39 pages.
Mm.
I think Sasol was only about 28, so this will be some good reading tonight.
How did the JSE close? Indexes.
The indexes. The banks down 0.70, financials down 0.71, industrials down 1.18, retailers down 1.98, gold index up 1.33, plants up 2%, resources up 1.45. That left the all share flat for the day, down 13 points, 58,698. Turnover 18.77.
Actually, that's not bad considering 14.15 on the first 2 days of the week, especially ahead of a long weekend in South Africa. I'm going to come to the international markets in a moment, but I'm going to give you the currencies to start with because of that South African Reserve Bank announcement. The rand has weakened to, as you quite correctly alluded to, the level of 14.89 against the US dollar, 18.90 against the British pound, and 16.79 against the euro, with the euro dollar dollar weaker, 112.77. Sorry, dollar stronger at 112.77. The gold price? Yeah, it's doing so well. It's $13.40, up $6 an ounce, Greg. The platinum price is $8.10, which is unchanged. And palladium, this is extraordinary, $27 higher to $14.32. And the Brent crude oil price, with the tankers on fire in the Gulf of Oman, $62.50, which is a 3.2% gain, which is absolutely massive. Greg, international markets, maybe give us that before we have a look at the top five and bottom five very briefly.
Yeah, sure. I think also the, you know, the tanker situation in the Middle East there also sort of supporting the gold price as well, you know, with the political risk and so on. Mm. The Dow at the moment up 35 points, a little bit of a rally, but nothing convincing. Mm. FTSE is down 5 points. NASDAQ up 28 at the moment. So buying the tech shares again.
Okay, let's have a look at the top five up and down on the JSE Securities Exchange as I refresh my screen. Maybe you could go for the ups and I'll go for the downs, as is my habit.
All right. Exxaro, I see that one up 4.4%. Harmony, again, the gold counters. That one lagged initially on this gold bull run. It's playing a nice catch-up. African Rainbow Minerals up 3.2%. Northern up 2.9%. Kumba Iron Ore. So all those, you know, those two are sister companies, Exxaro and Kumba. That one up 2.8%.
Here's another noisy stock on the downside, Greg. Massmart down 4.4%. I would put that in the same stable as Dischem and British American Tobacco. Bear market. Massmart down 4.4%. Truworths down 4%. MTN down 3.3%. Telkom down 3.25%. And ShopRite down 3%. So three of the bottom five in the retail sector. Have you stopped shopping or something?
Yeah, it's a couple of interesting stories. I mean, that Telkom has been on a rip since the results came out. It was trading in the mid-80s when the results came out, and we all thought, well, it looked fully priced. Then it had a run up to just around 100 rand, went ex-dividend yesterday of 2.50 rand, and that seems to have slowed the bulls a bit, and down 3.2%, but probably still had an excellent, last 2 or 3 weeks, not that far from all-time highs. Yes, and I mean, again, the ShopRite and the Truworths and the Massmart down there, you would think, with the governor sharpening his pencil to cut rates, that would have brought some buying in, but shows you the market probably thinking a rate cut too late and won't really be enough.
I honestly think that the majority of people that shop at ShopRite don't worry too much about a 0.25% interest rate cut, but that's just me being cynical.
Yeah, well, I'm saying from an investor's point of view.
From a confidence point of view. Yeah.
Yes, you would say. I mean, just in the first, they teach you that interest rates go down, it's good for shops.
Mm. Greg, thanks so much for your time this evening. As always, that's Greg Davies, Chief Trader at Kratos Capital, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.